You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, on to the show.
Stories are important because they are meaningful. And they are meaningful because they are memorable, powerful, and they personally connect us with each other. In this podcast, we take names, faces, hopes, and dreams of people of all walks of life. We are diverse with ages and races. You will have the opportunity to hear these stories in their own words. We believe your story and God's story will intersect with the stories of others. God's story is revealed through scriptures. Your story is revealed through experiences. Their story is revealed in life events. Our hope is that through this podcast, we will recognize that God uses every part of our stories, even the messy parts, to bring glory to Himself, draw His children close, and call others into His family. This podcast is the perfect intersection between your story and God's story. We believe you will leave here inspired, encouraged, and challenged to share your story with the world. Welcome to the Scriptures and Stories Podcast with your host, Rashawn Copeland.
My name is Melissa Miller. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I'm 28 years old. I'm married to my husband, Jason, and we have two beautiful children. Our story isn't unique. So many couples have experienced similar situations and loss. But sharing our story is essential because others often feel so alone in their pain. Our story tells of God's grace, His provision, and ultimately His goodness. Jason and I got married when we were 22 and 23 years old. We knew we always wanted to have a family of our own one day, and our desire to be parents was known by everyone in our lives. The longing to be a mother had always been there for me. But as I got older, it grew deeper, and I knew that it had to be put there by the Lord. In 2015, we found out we were expecting a baby. Not long after that, we miscarried. The pain that comes with the loss of a child is like nothing I'd ever known before. But in that pain, we held on to the hope that we have in Christ. The hope that does not disappoint. Later on that year, those two pink lines appeared in our lives again, but yet again we experienced the loss of a second child. One miscarriage is devastating. Two miscarriages? Now that was enough to leave us feeling completely destroyed and at times hopeless. I remember starting to believe the lies of the enemy that told me that the Lord isn't good and that there must be something that I had done or Jason had done to bring about this loss. In our brokenness and in the heart-wrenching pain, I felt hopeless. I remember crying out to God and asking Him, why is this longing to be a mother so deep within me if I'm just meant to suffer loss after loss? And I remember the Lord softly and lovingly reminding me that I need to trust Him, that within the pain, He was there. He's not dead and He's not a distant God. He's alive and He's working. And if He's working, I need to trust. 2016 came and I found out that I was pregnant for a third time. Around the seventh week of pregnancy, I started bleeding and a flood of grief rushed over me. I thought, I cannot handle another loss. I remember opening my Bible and the Lord spoke so clearly to me through His word in Isaiah 43:18. It says, but forget all of that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I'm about to do a brand new thing. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? This verse was an encouragement and truth from that moment where I thought we lost a third child all the way until the day that I held my baby girl in my arms. We since then have had another baby, leaving us with two children here on earth, and then two more miscarriages after that. We have experienced the loss of four babies, but we can say, in that pain, God is good. His goodness didn't stop in the pain, and in the midst of our waiting, He remained faithful. In the middle of the pain and in the heartache, He was working on something new. In our doubting, He brought forth truth. My encouragement for those who are hurting and who have experienced this type of loss is to remain in the Lord. I don't know what He has in store for you, but I can say confidently that what He has for you is good. His goodness doesn't stop in the midst of our pain. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Call them out for what they are. He remains faithful through it all. You can follow along with our journey on my social media on Instagram at thismillerlife or on my blog, which is linked on the Instagram page. Start where you are, and God will take you where you need to be.
Big point, the big thing I want you to take from this episode is how to delight in God's word. I love what Psalm chapter 119, verse 103 says. It says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Never reduce your walk with Jesus to a matter of work or to a matter of resolutions and willpower. It is a matter of love. That's what God has called us into. What we are to delight in, what tastes good to us. What is tasting good to you right now in your life? What is the thing you're running after, that you're thirsting for, that you crave in the morning? God is wanting to be the only one that you are starving for. When Jesus came into the world, humanity was split according to what they loved. The light has come to the world, but the people loved the darkness rather than the light. In John chapter 3, verse 19, the righteous and the wicked are separated by the delight that they have in their hearts. The revelation of God in Jesus are the way of the world. Is Jesus the one you delight in? Because what you delight in, either it's going to destroy you or it's going to deploy you. Either the thing you delight in is going to lift you up or the thing is going to tear you down. God wants to say he's the lifter of your head. He has a plan for you today. Someone may ask, how can I come and delight in God's word? And this is what I would say. Pray for new taste buds on the tongue of your heart. I heard that from John Piper. Such a powerful word. Pray for new taste buds on the tongue of your heart. And second, meditate on the beautiful promises of God to his wonderful people. The same psalmist who said, "How sweet are your words to my taste," said earlier, "Open my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of your law." He prayed this because to have a spiritual eye, to see the glory and the beauty and to have the holy taste buds that God longs for us to have on the tongue of our heart is simply a gift of God. I love that. It's simply a gift of God to want to know him, to hunger for him, to delight in him, to desire him with all that we have, all that we are, all that we know, all that we do. Knowing God is enough. Loving God is enough. Obeying God is enough. That is success, and to love him. But when you have prayed, indeed, while you pray, meditate on the good benefits of God. It's a joy to know that our Almighty Father is our helper forever and ever. Psalm chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 says it like this. It says, "God's word is like a tree planted beside streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that it does, it prospers. And for the wicked, that's not so, but they are blown away like chaff." Wow, that is a powerful, powerful word. Run to the river of the reality that God's word is greater than anything else this world can offer you. Until next week. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Scriptures and Stories with Rashawn Copeland. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. We'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but also putting daily action steps into play along the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo.